There's really so much happening when you're having a sexual experience. Like, a lot of us don't, especially just imagine how out of our bodies we feel on a normal basis by ourselves. Like, I will go through a whole day sometimes, or I used to, I don't do this as much anymore, but, you know, go through a whole entire day where by the time I get in bed at night, I'm like, what did I even do today? Like, I'm so out of my body that it's like, I'm just on auto drive or autopilot, and I'm not feeling in my own self. Now add another person in there and add the pressures of sex. And if you're having some relationship woes and you're having sex because, you know, your partner wants it, but you don't really want it because you're not feeling sexy because you gained some weight. And it's like, there's all of this stuff on it. And yeah, it's really, it can be really difficult to just slow down and breathe and have an experience or have a conversation like that, minus your genitals. I mean, I think that's fantastic. Of like, let's just get into your body. Something that I do with my clients to help with this is I'll do, it's a pretty quick breathing exercise, but it's essentially just grounding yourself and placing yourself where you are. It's a body scan. It's a simple body scan, but just thinking about, okay, how do my socks actually feel right now on my feet? I know I have socks on, but okay, how do my socks feel at like encompassing my foot? How do my pants feel on my legs? How does my ass feel sitting in the chair? You know, where is the chair touching me? But it's becoming more aware of the way your body is being manipulated throughout the day. And then, and I don't mean manipulated in a bad way. I mean manipulated just, you know, you're sitting in a different way. You have a watch on that's squeezing your wrist. And then how does that happen in sex? When you're starting to get into the throes of it, okay, what if you just focus on your mouth? My lips are touching their lips. My tongue is touching their tongue. Like, if you bring yourself back into the present, instead of thinking, oh my God, I hope they like this. I hope I get hard. I hope I can get wet. You know, what if I come too fast? I'm feeling so much pressure. I'm going to black out, you know, like whatever it is, but coming back into the moment. And I think that's really beautiful, especially with a partner where maybe things have become very routine. Maybe don't even focus on your genitals. Just have sex with your mouth for a while. Cause isn't just penetrative. You know, it's not just about I'm entering you. It's like the sex is the whole shebang, baby. It's from dinner until going to bed. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you use the, using dinner. I use this analogy that sex is like food. And if we're only having sex one way, it's like eating one meal for your whole life, you know, and like that might be a great meal, might be your favorite meal. But if you're eating it every single time that you're hungry, it's going to get pretty boring pretty quickly. You're going to get over it, right? Could be 10 years that it takes you to get over it. Could be a month that it takes you to get over it. But eventually it's going to become boring. So I use this idea of like an erotic menu. And I can't credit the person who came up with this idea because I can't remember who it was. But this idea is like when you get hungry, you choose from a menu, a meal to eat, right? So when you get horny, you choose from your erotic menu a meal, quote unquote, meal to satisfy your horniness or your hunger. And for a lot of couples, there's only one thing on their erotic menu, which is penetrative sex, right? Heterosexual couples, oftentimes that's the only thing. So one of the things I do with couples is like, what else can you add to your erotic menu, right? As a couple, what other things can you add on there? What other dishes can you put on this menu that you can choose from that still satisfy your sexual needs, right? That hunger, but add some variety in, because you know this penetrative sex might be a meal that is too much for you, right? You might not be that hungry, or your partner might be really hungry for it, but you aren't, right? You only kind of want a little appetizer. It's like, okay, what things can we add into this meal to make sure that everyone's kind of getting their needs met, everyone's, you know, feeling satisfied and satiated, but no one's kind of crossing their boundaries and eating too much, so to speak, or not eating enough. So yeah, all of that is essentially just a fancy way of describing broadening your definition of sex, right? From dinner, from eating together and, you know, connecting with one another all the way to the next morning and maybe even debriefing after sex.